casting lots, looking back again into the metronome. Chances like beats, do they play again? Second chances like casting lots thrown to the ground. Looking back, I now know why he did not initially choose me, and then came back to me, for she did not believe in God. And as a new year did begin, I had to leave and take a vow of chastity before the botflies swarmed down on me to eat me from the inside to give birth to their larval spawn. The Cheshire Cat and horror stories on tapes and the awards he won made me see there I could not be near the horrors of the mind. Scripted like a playwright, yet the tale it unfolded. When the little lizard died that day, I felt like evil was all around. I had to flee when I saw that print land me on the page of destiny. To see God in the nature of everything is the way it's meant to be. The answers came to me, looking back to see that mouth and its vulgarity, to realize to walk the path of love did not mean I had to spread my legs to everyone. Then I knew I had to go, even though I sat at the well of melancholy for a time or two, and from its depths I did swim, the tears of wishes my heart drank, as the Gospel of Thomas rang out. It became my exegesis of the soul to contemplate, no longer to be played the harlot, to close myself off from the energies that bring the lots cast before my feet. For at the foot of the cross, I returned to sleep. Lots cast. Chances thrown to the wind. Are there second chances? I used to say I would never enter those dances, yet I did once before that time. And now I see it should not have been, for in the process I took on more sins, more to cleanse, more pain to ponder, perchance in vain. However, the lesson learned, when a man thinks he wants me, he needs to be of spiritual mind. For the seduction of the spirits brings him near. Yet once he garners my interest, a new spirit lands near to entice him into their fire, and off they go into the flame. Yet dizzy they come back, wondering what happened. Like Eve beguiled, it is though the forces out there cast lots to the wind. They want to see how sure you are with the choices you have made. They tempt you into their fold for a time or two, and then let you go once you lost me. And then you wonder, how did that happen? Naked and bare, no fig leaf there. You see, I have learned if a man puts another before me, he is not the man for me. He consorts with phantoms, and in his imagination, it takes him to flight, to flee from my graces. Yet back they turn when too late it is, for they should have seen the signs of the heart. Too often looking for signs in the trophies they covet, never seeing the heart within the soul is never enclosed in gold, for it is a treasure hidden within. For only the eyes of the one to see, all others see it when it is too late. Chances left to fate, to be sought from the pure of heart, always mark their spot. Do not cast your lots before me, for pieces of my soul are not yours to take. Yet my heart I give freely to the one of divine mind. Written sometime between 2003 and 2004, reflecting back on lessons learned. It's about walking the path of love and seeking to be loved. And it's about a man who dated me briefly who outright told me he wanted to date another several weeks after we had started dating. I gave him my blessing to go and do as he pleased because I choose to not be possessed of no one in the affairs of the heart if they are not capable of possessing me in their own heart. Not too long after, he realized she was not the one for him and asked me to date him again. At the time, I had already resolved that he was not the one for me, yet I took a chance on revisiting the relationship without too serious of notions in my heart, just to see where it would lead us. Perchance, a lapse of principle to refuse his return, and possibly a nonchalance at play, given I did not feel like dating again, so I figured what the heck, we would see where it would go. But I was not too vested in the outcome due to his indifference in the beginning as I parted him from my heart. When a child playing in his yard noticed a lizard dying, it made me question if there were signs being cast before me to contemplate. And not too long after, a book on a shelf miraculously appeared before me and gave me the answer I needed to see. Then during the holiday, the TV played the Gospel of Thomas, and I set my research into those texts to land upon reading the exegesis of the soul. And I was utterly convicted to stop and take pause of my choices. I kept contemplating this path of love to walk, and what did it mean? For often I felt if someone crossed my path, I would give them the time of day to see what was hidden there to exchange. And being a woman, some would get enamored, as would I, and I seeking love would oblige to date to see if a soulful connection could be made. It was not that I was spreading my legs to everything that came my way, yet I had to ask myself if that was what I had done by going back and giving him a second chance, for I knew in my heart when he told me he wanted to date her that I was not the one he chose. And for that, I should have closed the door to my heart, as well as closed my legs. For casual affairs were never what I truly wanted. And I had allowed myself to get ensnared into those realms. I had to take full accountability. I've truly come to believe that a divine mind in the heart of man will shield him from not only his own demons, but from my own, from playing he and I a fool for love. And most importantly, for me to not give everything for love, as I wish not to be roundly mocked or find my choices to be utterly contemned, as mentioned in the Song of Solomon in chapter 8. The irony in reading about casting of lots is they parted his raiment and cast lots to see who would get pieces of it. I wonder if forces do this too when drawn to divinity, a piece they will want to garner. Yet in the end, do they not utterly contemn themselves if their hearts be not truly seeking the shelter of the divine to be clothed within? Chances we are all given, for if it were not that way, perchance the path to salvation would never be attainable. So it is not that we should not forgive. We need to be mindful who we give second chances to, and if we care to take a chance on recovering that which is true, we must seek absolution from that led us astray and take on discovering the path to salvation for our chances to have merit in their aims. And two, to be mindful of divine principles on matters of love. For it is not an action to be trespassed as a doctrine to love what thy will, for there are conditions, and without them, love is blind, and there are no blessings of the divine. And even though I am mercy-driven, I tend to understand or struggle to understand these things when they happen. Yet I also need to be wise that I am not beguiled. Expatio. This was written December 18th, 2017. reflecting back on times back in 2003 to 2004.